Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We are dental practice brokers nationwide. Today's topic is three DSO buyers attempting to purchase one practice, three different approaches and characteristics. We'll get into what's going on with that in a minute. So we are now in 28 states nationwide. We have 10 employees, two CPA accounts, marketing director, a operations director, and five development acquisition people. We are available to call 8 a.m. in the morning till 9:30 p.m. at night. Our phone number is that's East Coast time. Our phone number is 201-663-0935. 201-663-0935. Anyway, you can reach us. Now, everything you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes. It's not legal or business advice. So, please bear that in mind. The information, as I say, is for you to utilize for this entertainment purposes, but we think we bring valuable information to the table. And we've done over 150 closings. We're doing this for 12 years, and I think we have some pretty good working knowledge of the field. Before we get into it, remember, if you're selling and you think you want to sell to a DSO, please call us because we work with them all the time. They pay our commission. And my latest deal, as we've done before, I'm getting the legal fees reimbursed at closing. Certain criteria approach that, pertain to that, but we could often get it done. Our commission is generally paid by all the DSOs, so it's not going to cost you anything as a seller. And then if we can get your legal fees paid, that's even better, or reimbursed at closing, that's even better. So just give us a call on those things. All right, so what do we have today? We have three DSOs wanted to purchase one practice. Each one has a different approach. And each one, believe it or not, has changed from a year ago. This is why you can't just read some publication and think you know everything about a DSO. They could change from year to year to year. Their philosophies can change. Their management changes. It's like, it's always different. We had one of them that now insists on having two associates in the office, one or two associates plus the seller, all right? And they want a minimum like $1.4 million gross. So they weren't like that last year. They were never insisting on having two associate doctors there. They're that way now. And their offer to purchase is different now. Their criteria has tightened up, perhaps because the interest rates have risen. So that's DSO number one. DSO number two was the last one to find out about the practice, moved the fastest to put the letter of intent in. So last one to find out, last one to do that. So there is quite a bit to, we're active all the time. So anyway, now the second DSO was the last one to get the information, the first one to put the letter of intent in. So, I mean, they're moving aggressively, and they don't mind just having one doctor at the practice. Everybody's formula is different. And the third DSO, he is not as large as the others, but has tremendous potential. It's like a sort of a newer DSO, but with tremendous experience. And they know what they're doing. So a smaller DSO that's newer to the field, but has management that's been in the business longer than most other DSOs have been around. So a bit more of a risk, but the upside is extremely high. Each one of these DSOs is having a different approach. And as I say, the characteristics of each one of them is different than a year ago. It just changed. And this is why we as brokers are trying to keep you aware of this and abreast of it. We know because we're doing We're getting the letters of intent. We're in the contract negotiations, seeing what's going on. So that's the real, you know, you want to know what the status of a DSO is, what they're looking for, what their how their buying habits are. It's you've got to understand and monitor them right now. In contract, with letters of intent, you can see how aggressively they're moving. That's your real answer. It's not some magazine or press release or somebody you met at some convention by hearing them lecture. No, no, no. It's what are the negotiations right now? What does their contract look like right now? That is your answer for DSOs and what the certain characteristics are. So we're going through this. But it's interesting to see how fast one DSO will move, how slow another will move, and another is still analyzing while two of them already put their bid in. We're waiting for the third bid, and we're in the market. We'll keep you posted what happens, but you've got to be in the game, and this is where we think we can help you as brokers to pick and choose, because our commission is the same. Doesn't matter to us who you sell to, but I want you to be successful, and this is real important to us. So please give us a call. We feel that we're on the cutting edge of these things. We're at the front lines in the negotiations, seeing the letters of intent. So we're pretty much on that. So please stay in contact. Thank you.